Hello, this is Brian Kluger. You've known me. You know who this is if you're listening to this channel. I'm doing Mediocrity, and wrestling is everything is wrestling, and opposites attract, and we have questions. I'm going to try something a little new today for you. I'm going to call it simply, right now, the movie review. And I will be reviewing and talking about some movies, not just theatrically, but also Blu-rays and 4K stuff that's coming out, because, you know, so many things come out for home video or digitally or on Blu-ray or whatever. And there's some cool extras to these. You just sometimes you got to know about it. Some things you won't know, some things you're looking forward to, and as well as theatrically. So if you're in the car or on a road trip or at the office, and you can't read anything at the moment, you can probably listen to these reviews. So yeah, I think this will be kind of fun. So today, the first kind of episode we will talk about is a new Blu-ray coming out from Scream Factory, you know, as part of Shout Factory. But it's a Blu-ray of Drag Me to Hell, and it's the collector's edition of Drag Me to Hell, the horror slash comedy film from brilliant filmmaker Sam Raimi. Of course, you know, Drag Me to Hell came out in 2009, and to great reviews, very positive reviews, made quite a bit of money. It was made on a budget of $30 million and made a little over $90 million at the box office. Not too bad for a horror film. And of course, Sam Raimi. Sam Raimi gave us Army of Darkness, Evil Dead 1 and 2, not to mention a host of other films. But yeah, we'll get to that in a little bit. But this movie is quite fun, and it is finally, well, not finally, it was released back in 2009 on Blu-ray, but this is the collector's edition, so there are two discs to this set. There are new extras, new transfers, new audio, but let's just dive right into that and why this Blu-ray, Drag Me to Hell, is just very much recommended. As you know, back in 2009, the filmmaker Sam Raimi journeyed back to his horror roots and made a fun-as-hell horror comedy titled, of course, Drag Me to Hell. And yes, Sam Raimi, Army of Darkness. But remember, Army of Darkness and Evil Dead, that was his stuff he did way before he got really, really big, which was the Spider-Man trilogy and Darkman, For the Love of the Game, Quick and the Dead. You know, he's done all these. But Raimi and his brother, also his frequent collaborator, collaborator, Ivan Raimi, his brother, they had an idea for a horror film called The Curse, and this was back before the Spider-Man trilogy, but they couldn't do this movie called The Curse because Raimi then got Spider-Man and spent the next decade making those Spider-Man movies, which we all love, probably minus the third one. But after all those were made, him and his brother got back into The Curse, which they turned it into Drag Me to Hell. Now, if you've seen that British horror film way back in the day called Night of the Demon, you'd see some good similarities between the two films. But Sam wanted to make a movie about a pleasant and very nice individual who makes one bad decision out of their own greed, which comes back to haunt them in the most horrific way. And that's Drag Me to Hell, which centers on a young woman named Christine, played by the great Alison Lohman, who is very sweet, she's well-mannered, and she is a loan officer at a bank. She's kind, she's funny, she has a good boyfriend that she loves and who loves her. His name is Justin Long. Well, the actor is Justin Long. So she has a pretty good life. But her boss at the bank is always writing her to make the, in quotations, hard decisions in order to keep the bank profits up and not allow people who need help with extensions or past payments get their due. So Christine doesn't agree with this sentiment per se, but in walks an elderly gypsy woman and kindly asks for an extension on her house. Since she's old, she doesn't have a job, she's had the house for many years, she wants to keep it. But in Christine's mind, she wants to appease the boss and maybe a little bit of her own greed. So Christine does not allow it when she easily can put the extension for her house. But Christine does not allow it. Then the old gypsy woman, played perfectly by Lorna Raver, curses Christine to hell for eternity after this happens in a really gruesome way. The rules are that Christine is now in possession of a button and must pass this button along to someone else within 3 days, or she will be devoured by demons in a fiery hell below for the rest of time. So, it's very charming, in to say the least, very romantic film. None of this seems believable at first, but when strange and terrifying things start happening, Christine must try to make things right by every way possible. We'll confront her own demons as well as the real physical scary demon. The film was rated PG-13, which we've seen a lot of horror movies that way, and it is not like the norm for Sam Raimi at all. He's normally hardcore R, tons of gore, tons of violence, stuff like that. But Raimi wanted to do something different here, and he wanted to rely on the psychological horror rather than a ton of gore, even though this movie does have a bit of gore to it. But what Raimi did here, he succeeded on all levels. His ability to show like all the shadows lurking in the background behind doors and evil footsteps, it's highly suspenseful and works in every scene. The more potent scares are all in your face and downright terrifying, which actually might leave you nervously laughing at any moment. You'll know what I'm talking about when you see this movie. With the horror genre, really, Raimi perfectly inputs his comedic genius that rallies behind that of the Three Stooges and some of the other offbeat dark humor we've seen in other films, which is such a delightful and delicious mix of dialogue and, of course, the bloody guts. The performances are all solid, but the person who stands out by far is the old gypsy woman played by stage actress Lorna Raver. She's a beautiful, looks like mid-50s woman. Beautiful, awesome, seems so polite and sweet. But in this film, she is transformed into a very ugly, ruthless, and scary as hell human being. It is so cool to see. It's just a great transformation. And Raver just literally jumps into the deep end with her character and never swims back to the edge. At its core, Drag Me to Hell is a tale of morals and ethics, where you might be a sweet and kind person, but even one slip up can come back to bite you. It's a damn fine message and premise that will make you laugh and hide under the covers with all the lights on. Needless to say, this is how you do a horror movie right. I think you will really enjoy Drag Me to Hell, the film-wise. The video, it's a new 1080p HD transfer. It's presented in 240:1 aspect ratio, which is really good for your widescreen TVs. This is even better than the original one that was released a few years ago. This is taken from the 2K Digital Intermediate. It just looks good. Colors and detail are excellent. A lot of this film is set in very dark rooms or at night, so bright primary colors aren't huge here, but the darker colors of green, browns, and blues all really stand out with varying shades. All the different vomit and gooey insides tend to pop, which is great. The scene where the blood spurts everywhere inside the bank is incredible with the bright red blood. At the end of the film, you'll see the amazing orange and red flames from hell pop up, which look very bold and striking. And on the other side, detail is very incredible. And none of the very darker lit scenes hinder the detail at all. Makeup effects on the old gypsy woman are clear and vivid. That show all the bruises, wounds, and scars nicely. Even her teeth with all of the mold and cracked shows up. Wider shots look great. They don't go soft. CGI effects look decent, but are never too realistic, unfortunately. Black levels are deep, inky, skin tones are natural. There's no light compression problems either with this new transfer. That's the video part. The audio, there's not a new Dolby Atmos track here, but rather a lossless DTS HDMA 5.1 mix, which is standard with most Blu-rays today. It's very good still. This track utilizes all of the horror noises perfectly that you would hear in a horror film. Doors creaking open, footsteps, growls, demonic sounds, harsh winds blowing. All are robust. All are loud. Each of the horror sounds have excellent directionality, like as if you hear something from behind you, it'll come from that side of the room, which is really good. It all packs a punch. Everything, every noise packs a punch, even when a character is hurled like at a wall or anything. There are plenty of moments where the scene is eerily quiet in this film, but then a big boom of sound comes across the soundscape and scares us completely. A lot of that, it's very effective. The ambient noises of people, you know, in the bank or the train station, you know, they all sound from the surrounds very well, as well as the other supernatural forces. The score always adds to the intense and horrific situations, and is quite memorable. This soundtrack, this score is fantastic. If it was on vinyl, I would totally buy it. The bass kicks in throughout. It'll rumble your walls for sure, and dialogue is easy and clear to hear with no pops, cracks, or hiss. Pretty good. Let's move on to the extras. So this collector's edition from Scream Factory of Drag Me to Hell comes with two discs. One's a theatrical version. One is the unrated version, which is awesome. They put them on two separate discs, so the information has room to breathe. And it looks better. So on the theatrical version, the past bonus feature was the video production diaries. That is imported again on here. It's 35 minutes long, and it's a collection of on-set footage and behind-the-scenes featurettes hosted by Justin Long. They're really quick. They're fun. They give, you know, leeway to all most aspects of production. But they're really short, not a lot of insight, but just kind of cool to see like what happened on set, in very quick bursts. I just wish it was longer. The new extras are on the, director's cut, the unrated cut or how you say it, of the disc, and feature basically just interviews with the actors. One is with actress Allison Lohman, which is a brand new interview with her for this Blu-ray. She talks about working on the film, the stunt work, working with Sam Raimi, who beat the hell out of her during filming. I mean, not in a bad way, but like, she, if you've ever known Bruce Campbell and Sam Raimi movies, you know he puts his actors through hell. So Allison was no different. Also, there's also on-set footage cool included here, which is really cool. Another extras with an interview with actress Lorna Raver, who played the old gypsy woman. When you see her on the interview, which is brand new, she's just so, just a sweet lady. You just can't believe she played this part, but she's fantastic. And she's never been in a horror movie before, but talks how she brought the character to life, and she just loved doing it. And she even does some of the impressions of her character in here, which is pretty cool. And then there's an interview with the composer of the film, Christopher Young. Talks about working with Sam Raimi on his previous films, doing the music for this, and how it worked, you know, well with this comedy horror masterpiece. And then there's a still gallery of promotional photos and a theatrical trailer. Not too bad, not the greatest extras, but still some pretty good ones, at least some new ones. So yeah, this two-disc Drag Me to Hell Blu-ray Collector's Edition is definitely worth an upgrade, or if you've never seen it or had it, highly recommend it because it is such a fun film. Equally funny, equally scary. The video is better, the audio is better, the movie still holds up, and the extras are worth watching. Highly recommended. You can get this on Amazon, you can buy it through iTunes. I'm not sure if you buy it on iTunes you will get the new extras, but if you buy it through Amazon or through the website boomstickcomics.com, you will get all those new extras and the new video, which is awesome. But yeah, thanks for listening, and stay tuned for the next review.